Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it. I don't know.
So we're at show 306, and we got a full...
Don't say it. Let me say it.
Okay.
That's one number higher. It's the highest show we've ever had.
Unbelievable. We break a record
every week. Every single week.
Every week.
Like no other talk show on radio today.
So we have rock star Carlos Negron from County Line Firearms today.
How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And Joe Caruso from Bagger Bolts, Blue Knights, Tenafly Steel, and Gun for Hire member and alumni. What's up, Joe?
Good afternoon, everybody.
And in the wings is Scott Schneier, who's coming on later on the show to talk about all things gun-related and in the IT world and how it affects us. And he's going to share some personal stories with us. Sean, don't talk. So, let's...
It's a busy studio.
That's all right. We like it that way. We like it that way. So, Carlos, tell us what's going on with County Line. I announced last week you got a sign now.
Yep, we got a nice big sign so everybody could find us now. There's no issue with not finding us. And we're doing well. We're expanding. Got a lot in inventory. About over 200 guns now. So
Wow. You're doing a lot of custom work.
A lot of custom work with the Glocks and the ARs. So it's been doing real good.
You know, the AR has become the Swiss Army knife, aka iPhone of firearms, that you can modify it and customize it and personalize it so much. When I was youngster, 1911s were that gun.
Right.
And now Glocks have seemed to supplant them with the modern polymer technology and all of the accessories and accoutrement you can put on them. When we were kids, we put in drop-in beaver tail kits on our 1911s and drop-in triggers and change the sights, and then Glock hit it. But it's great how people can personalize the ARs. Even though in New Jersey, we can't have a collapsible stock or adjustable stock, but you can have an AR pistol.
Yeah.
So the madness that is New Jersey. So Carlos, what is your biggest seller right now? Is it Glocks?
Glocks, yeah. And the custom work has been huge.
Because nobody wants just a plain old polymer gun, right?
Right.
Us guys.
What happened to those days?
You know, Joe, you're married, right? You have a couple of good-looking kids.
Absolutely.
Too, right? It's funny because we bust women about accessorizing. If they only knew, right, what we do with...
You can bedazzle. Yeah. Bedazzle, I mean, your Glock.
And an AR.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a multitude of things that you can do. And the price points, you know, you could spend $10 for an accessory and you could spend $5,000 for an accessory.
Exactly. It's funny. Customers come in and they think a Glock looks like what a custom Glock is. You know what I mean? Because they just see the pictures now.
Yeah, they're not.
It's like,
not.
It doesn't look like that. You got to do a little work.
And, you know, Gaston Glock, pretty innovative when he came up with the design. If anybody hasn't read the book, Glock, you should take the time and read it. It's
great book. I just finished. Awesome.
It's pretty
book.
Interesting, right?
I like the newer ones. I never cared for the old, like, Gen 3s.
You like Gen 4s?
They were kind of boxy.
Yeah, the Gen 4 is a little slimmer, so a lot of people, it fits a lot of people's hand a little better.
Yeah, it does. It seems to, with the interchangeable back straps.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Carlos, your website is countylinefirearmsnj.com.
Correct.
And social media, how do people find you?
County Line Firearms on Facebook and on Instagram, same thing, County Line Firearms.
County Line Firearms. Joe, you're being quiet. You can jump in anytime you want now, okay? Yeah. Joe, you had an awakening of sorts. How long ago did you get into firearms?
My story's kind of unique. I 10 years ago, I was involved in an accident which left me with some physical disabilities. And I'm a Christian minister. And I wound up retiring, and during my recovery, I had a spinal cord injury, a lot of internal injuries, and 3 years of surgeries on and off gave me a lot of time to think, you know, and we only go through this life once. This isn't dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
And no matter how strong my faith is, I realized I truly wanted to live every single day. And, you know, one of the things I dreamed about doing was riding Harley Davidson. I had never ridden a motorcycle in my life, but I spent 3 years reading everything about them. And I recovered. And the day the doctor said, there's nothing else we can do for you, I immediately left the hospital, went to Harley Davidson dealership and bought a Harley Davidson motorcycle. Subsequently, I got a bunch of tattoos. And I thought the normal progression would be, let's start shooting guns.
Okay.
I mean, it just seems right to me.
There's many parallels in those cultures, by the way.
Yeah.
It's about freedom and rugged individualism, I believe.
But, you know, I joke about it. But the truth is, the honest truth is, I have a wife and I have a daughter, and two daughters. And the climate in the country concerned me. And when I looked at myself, I really questioned whether I could protect my family. God forbid the need arose. I'm physically not capable of any type of hand-to-hand combat. And a lot of incidents in my hometown, there's been a lot of push-in robberies, and that was my concern. And, you know, I did a little research, and thank God. I thank God for this place, for Gun for Hire, because I came here never firing a gun literally before in my life. I did maybe a 22 when I was 18 or something, but had no gun experience at all. The range officers guided me through that day, and I left here knowing that in the future I could protect myself. And I honestly, that was 1 year ago this week, and,
wow.
And you followed me. Do you know how my life has changed and how I have introduced so many people to the Second Amendment movement who have said, you know, who know me as
That's
a Christian minister.
That's why you're on the show today.
Okay, who know me as a Christian minister who say, you know, like, why are you doing this? Like, guns are supposed to be bad. And I said, no, they're not,
right.
You know. And then they see the excitement. And then they've seen me share it with my daughters, my young girls. And I have to say this. So my firearms experience has grown immensely. I have taken multiple courses here.
I know, we can't get rid of you.
Okay.
We're going to talk more about it when we come back, Joe.
Okay.
But, so Carlos is countylinefirearmsnj.com. Check him out to support those who support us.
Please check us out.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
So Joe, continue. So you've taken a ton of classes. You started shooting steel at Tenafly on Sunday nights, right?
Yeah. Well, first it started off here. I took basic pistol and then took Urban Pistol 1 and then Urban Pistol 2. And, you know, my confidence level, you know, if you were to chart it, from where I came in to where I am now would almost be a vertical line. I mean, and that's it. And I have no reservation in saying that I am 100% confident that my proficiency with pistols and rifles is outstanding, and I can quickly draw my pistol, fire rapidly and accurately at anything I want to hit. So that right there has given me incredible confidence and peace, and really peace with my family. And again, so I've shared this experience with my children. And I have to tell you, my wife and children, guns were never part of our lives. And it has given my daughters a sense of confidence. You know, now I have one daughter that's about to get married, and now her last week, her future husband was here and purchased a pistol, and now he's into it, and they're taking classes together. It really is it's a wonderful experience. But for me personally, I wanted to take it to the next level. I've got into competitive shooting. I'm now shooting.
Wow, you're really off the deep end.
USPSA and nice. IDPA and Steel Challenges. I've been in the league for 5 months, and honestly, that only happened because of the relationships that I've built here at Guns for Hire with the ROs. I mean, they are second to none. The quality of the individuals, most of your ROs have military or law enforcement background, and you know that with me, law enforcement is just a very soft spot in my heart.
You're a chaplain for the Blue Knights, right?
I am a chaplain for the largest international law enforcement association, the Blue Knights Motorcycle Club worldwide, and I had a position that came about, and I jumped at it to give a little something back, to be involved with such a first-class organization, and to work hand-in-hand with law enforcement.
Now, I used to have a Harley. I had a Bagger. You also have a product called Bagger Bolts, which I found intriguing when I looked you up on Facebook when you friended me and you became part of the Gun for Hire alumni. So you replaced the factory bolts so that your bags don't go flying down the highway, correct?
Yeah. Without giving the long story, I bought my dream bike after my accident. It was a dream bike. I waited 9 months for it to come in, and it came in, and I had it about a month and a half. And I was involved in an accident where the bags came off the bike. And when I went to the Harley dealer, they said, yeah, that happens all the time. The bags fall off, even a very minor accident. But it damaged the bags where the cost was slightly over $6,000 to replace two saddlebags. So I said, this is ridiculous. And they said, yeah, those pins really are useless. They don't hold much. So I thought there had to be a better way. And 2 years of research and development, I partnered up with a great partner. His name is Tony Arpaia, and he's my business partner. And we developed Bagger Bolts. And the bottom line is we take ours is an upgrade. Everything on Harley Davidson. When you buy a Harley Davidson, you have to replace everything. Handlebar
seats. HD stands for $100, by the way.
Yeah. Everything is an upgrade. So we are not knocking by any means the actual bike, but this is upgrading your saddlebag mounting system. I mean, if you own a Harley Davidson Bagger, then you need Bagger Bolts. You take the payload capacity from 15 pounds up to 100. It makes the saddlebags absolutely impossible to steal. You'd have to destroy them in the process to get them off the bike.
Is it baggerbolts.com?
It's baggerbolts.com.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Now, flipping to Carlos, after hearing your one-year evolution, okay, or revelation, Carlos, as a retail business owner, how many how many Joes do you see come in totally green and you have to bring them under your belt? And again, the old days, gun stores, they would treat you like a jackass. There's still some out there that exist that way. They'd make fun of you when you asked the quintessential stupid questions or whatever. But just share with us, how many Joes have you seen walk through your doors since you've been in business?
Well, I mean, we're getting a lot more people that are just coming in. I love customers like this, that you could guide them and they get into the sport and they just, you know, get obsessed by it and, you know, bring more people into it. So it's great for us and the sport, you know?
Yeah, you know, and we talk to our audience, which is mostly gun people. People that are not a part of our community don't understand how strong our community is and how willing people are to help. You know, you have the right employees at your store, Carlos, or you have you at the retail counter. When people come in, you know it's a long-term investment. You know, Sandy uses the analogy all the time. We're not a donut shop where, Joe, you walk in, I sell you a donut and a cup of coffee and you leave, and if I'm lucky, you'll stop back again in 6 months. We're really that destination, like the range and the gun stores where you and like Black Bag Resources, where you're cultivating a following and you're getting people in there because you want to be open to them and objective. Listen, I've asked the same, I'm using air quotes, stupid questions 500,000 times in the past 25 years, but I answer them with the same enthusiasm that I did 25 years ago. You have to, you know, if you said to me, Joe, can I transport with loaded magazines or not? Or does the gun have to be in the trunk and the ammo in the glove box? I don't roll my eyes and go, ugh, Carlos, listen, another stupid guy asking the same, can he read or whatever? Yeah. You know, I have to answer that objectively and with enthusiasm because I want to keep you. I want to convert you. And the other thing with the Second Amendment is we want to win people over because we need you, because how many people have you turned, Joe, since you've been into this? How many people have you enlightened? Forget about your family because they got to deal with you 24/7.
Yeah.
So you're preaching 24/7 to them. But I see you every time you're here. You introduce me to new people in the hallway.
Yeah, it's the one thing I want to say is never in my life have I been involved in one segment or organization like the Second Amendment group where I have met the finest people. And I have developed the closest friends in the past year that I have ever in my entire life. I met last year at SafeCon a couple of people on one of the breaks. Now, do you know, we shoot together now. We were complete strangers.
Yeah.
I mean, and now we associate together. We shoot together. They come to my house. It's just unbelievable. Really, we just have this common bond, you know, really caring about our country. It's something. It's beautiful. Yep. It really is.
Ladies and gentlemen, say goodbye to Carlos Negron. Say goodbye.
Thank you. Come on down and check us out.
County Line, I'll plug you.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
So give Carlos at County Line Firearms NJ a shout out. Check him out on Facebook, County Line Firearms on Instagram. He's on Route 10 East, across street from the Best Buy in East Hanover, right off River Road. They have a new sign up now. They have the orange check cashing sign, and the County Line sign is black. Stop in. Sherry Speedback from the Saw Group works there a few days a week as well. Support those who support us. While we're on that subject, Montville Executive Suites, happy birthday, Ron!
Ooh.
It's now libertyofficesuites.com.
But and he has Ron got any announcements for
he
us?
He still hasn't set a date. Would you make Annette legitimate already, goodness. Ron? Seriously.
Wow.
Okay, what are you engaged, like 11 years now?
It's got to be at least 11
So years. Check out libertyofficesuites.com. Support those who support us. John Willett will be on show 308 because 308 is his favorite caliber, and he's going to be announcing the rollout of SafeCon this year. It's going to be September. It's going to be in your area, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, Scott Schneier just came up on the show. Scott works part-time for Gun for Hire. He's an IT computer extraordinaire, and he's also, Joe, he has a story, too. How did you get involved in the Gun for Hire alumni and the Gun for Hire fold, Scott?
Well, I grew up shooting with my dad, and but after he moved away and he had a very large collection, I never owned any firearms myself, and it just time went by and I kept missing it. So I was talking to one of my friends, and he was single, thankfully, and he said, "Hey, I'd love to shoot. What do I need to do?" I said, "Okay, let me look online," and I found Gun for Hire's website, and I said, I looked through it, and just from what I could see, I said, "Why don't you reach out to these people and maybe get some training? Because you know, let's get our own guns and go." And he came back and told me, "Oh, yeah, no, it was great. The people there are fantastic. And I got my Florida non-resident CCW." And I said, "What?" And I was so shocked.
He just dissed you? He came here without you?
Yeah, well, but I mean, I had been shooting for years. So I didn't necessarily think I needed any additional training. I wanted to get him up so we could go to the range together. But when he got his non-resident CCW from Florida, I said, "I need one of those." And then,
yes,
so I came, and that's my first time that I met Anthony, and Jimmy was my instructor for my first step pistol, and I've just been sticking around ever since. You know, I don't have to convince you.
Yeah, but I want to say something, and you talk about the community, Joe. When we were in our infancy and we were in Belleville, and I rented other ranges out, and we used the police range in Cedar Grove, which you've been there. You've
yes.
been tortured there for urban classes.
Yeah.
When I was opening this facility, Scott offers his services for free to Gun for Hire because he knew we were growing, finances were tight.
That's wonderful.
And he wanted to help the cause. That's his exact words. I'll never forget it, because when people touch me in a
yep.
certain way, in my heart and my soul, I remember it. And he said, "I want to help further the cause." So whatever. And he actually worked for free for a long time for us. He was the guy that you could call up 1 o'clock in the morning. Our shit's been hacked, right?
Yeah.
And then 1:30, get a text back from, "I found out what it was. I fixed it. It's all done." Like, that's the guy. So when it became time where we had to really take it to the next professional level and hire and pay somebody, it was a no-brainer that he was going to be that guy. So that's the fraternity we have here, where everybody's willing to give time and help each other, and it's just phenomenal. And it sucks because the media narrative for the past 50 years does us so much injustice, that we're all the old, fat, white, bald guys, and we're sexist. And you know, you've been here with your beautiful daughters, your wife. Did you ever feel an air of sexism? Did you
never?
You know what
never,
I mean?
Never, but I have. I mean, I did the mistake, you know, in the very beginning, and I went to several other ranges, and honestly, I was appalled. And I think, you know, I could go on and on. I love Gun for Hire, but I think the biggest compliment or respect that I can show for this establishment is this, and the people out there, I mean, I hope this goes right to your heart. I would never, ever bring my wife or children anywhere else. Anywhere.
I love hearing that.
Anywhere. Everybody was so helpful to my daughters, and they felt so comfortable. And it was such a positive experience. I mean, the whole facility is beautiful from when you enter and how you're greeted. And listen, I just want to talk about the professionalism of, you know, the range officers. You know, I have two daughters. They're beautiful daughters, you know. I never came here looking like that one of the young kids was looking to date my daughter. On the contrary, they were promoting them and saying, you know, how good this is. And it just gave them such confidence. It's been nothing but a wonderful experience.
You almost wish, at least in your experience, when you've been someplace else and see how bad they can be, that when you come here, it's hard. When I brought a lot of people here for the first time, whether they're family members or just friends, and they're blown away, but they don't have a frame of reference. They don't know how bad it could be.
Right.
You almost wish they could go someplace else and just see and say, "Ooh, why would I go there anymore? Because this place is just fantastic."
Yeah.
I remember when Anthony was thinking about doing it. This has been a dream of his whole life. And in the beginning, we were just talking about it. One night, I remember sitting in the office in Belleville and saying, what do you really want to do? And it just effervesced. You know, you knew instantly he this vision was not something he just thought about 30 seconds ago. He was able to articulate point by point. He could tell you what color the walls should be.
Yeah.
And that was about maybe 6 months or a year before the opportunity really
came
about.
It's about 6.5 years ago.
Right. And I remember we went from range to range to range to range. We went a lot of places. And my God, some of the, and again, like you guys, I had really never been exposed to ranges before, but some of the places I was afraid to go into. It, let alone bring my wife or a daughter.
Let me tell you what just happened to me today. I don't live around the block from here.
No, I'm
an hour ride minimum each way. Today,
if the traffic is good.
Good. Today, I was an hour and 45 minutes, and I rode in pouring rain. But here's what I'm going to get to. When I pulled up and seen the range, I jumped out of my car in the pouring rain, ran across the street to take a picture of this steel going up, of this massive expansion. I was so excited, I posted it on Facebook, and I said, how awesome is this? I'm standing in the pouring rain because I wanted to share with my friends. Like, I'm so excited.
The steel is going up.
The steel
is going up. The steel will be done in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I see it.
Then the block will start going up. And once the roof is closed in and there's like seven trades working here at the same time, then we'll really see a lot of progress.
But it's exciting.
Then everybody's going to be bothering me. They're going to want to pre-tour during the
construction. Right, of course, exactly.
Anyway. But I thank you, Joe, and I really appreciate that. So, Scott, you've introduced, how many people have you introduced to the shooting sports? This is our job, right? You see that. This is our job. That's why we host the ladies events. That's why we host the diversity shoots. You know, we're open our doors to anybody. If Joe came to me tomorrow and said he wanted to have an event with his Blue Knights, we would do it. Even though we don't have much room here now, we will in 6 months, you know? Yeah.
No, I mean, between my in-laws who didn't grow up shooting but loved it now and even went out and purchased their own firearms, to a lot of coworkers. I worked with a gentleman. He was from Macedonia. He was in the Yugoslavian army when he was, you know, like 20. And so he had shot firearms, but he's been here for 20-something years. And when he heard me talk about the range and Gun for Hire and how great it is, he pulled me aside sometime and said, I want to get a gun here. What can I do? And he met me here. He rented a firearm, tried out some stuff. And in the first 6 months, he bought three handguns, built an AR with Jimmy, and just went. His wife is an anesthesiologist, so all the money he makes is gravy. So he can.
I wish
he could get some great toys. And then not long after that, he started getting motorcycles.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a coincidence that we're watching Sons of Anarchy at the same time, and it started with the guns and then the bikes. But no, I mean everybody I bring here, they're just amazed. The gun culture, at least in the tri-state area, is that guns are bad. We have to educate people and tell them, no, there are great places where you can learn to shoot and shoot safely. And
guns are fun.
It's as you have said before, you bring some stranger, someone who's afraid to touch a firearm, and then once they go through a class and they shoot for the first time, afterwards, they're walking out with smiles on their faces. They didn't know what they were afraid of in the first place. And it's just, this is a great place to shoot.
So, Joe, let me ask you a question. And Scott, what's your company, by the way? Because I'm pimping Scott out, because if anybody needs any back end IT work, I really don't even know what he does. But but tell us what you do and what is your domain, because I'm going to forget to plug you.
Well, you're also going to give me a hard time.
I'm skipping that.
I mean, Scott's doing it. He's doing a weekly radio show too now. BizTech Answer Man.
Excellent.
He does.
On BizTechAnswerMan.com, we're already recording a show, but it'll be up soon. And just weekly talking about problems that small business owners and entrepreneurs who are starting up and don't know what they really need technology wise.
Or dummies like Anthony and me.
Anybody, the idea is, Scott, this is broke, fix this. The idea is, I try to give out general things that can apply to anybody, but it's hard to know what technology to use. It's similar if you have to think firearms. There are so many choices and they're not necessarily cheap. And if you're going to spend your money, you want to get the right thing. You want to do the right thing. And that's why at least coming someplace here, talking to experts and finding out, you end up having a better experience. And so I try to give that kind of information and help people.
What's your domain?
ExtensibleConsulting.com.
ExtensibleConsulting.com. And BaggerBolts.com.
BaggerBolts.com.
And CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Okay, we're back. I got a question for you. First, though, I have to plug FSS, which is also known as, what's their website? I can't even remember. Gunsitters.com. They're also on Route 10 in Whippany, under the Pancake House and the Eye Doctor. Please check out Gunsitters.com, and their military version is WeaponsGuard.com. Gunsitters, if you're moving, Joe, like if you and your wife and kids were going on an extended vacation and you were worried about robbing your house, you could leave your guns there for 2 weeks. If you had situation going on in your house, that involves legal problems, you could leave them there. Hit me.
I never knew this existed. I mean, honestly, this is brilliant. And this is something that appeals to me. And listening to your shows, I heard the advertisement a few months back, and this is something I would look into.
Yeah, it's saved a lot of people. It saved a lot of headaches. I've bailed a lot of people out by referring them to gunsitters.com. Now, when the range is expanded, we're going to have lockers here. So, Joe, you could take your bike up here. You could leave a gun up here. You could leave your gear already, or just leave all your gear and just show up with your gun in your bag on your bike. But we're not going to have that type of storage because there's like a conflict because you as a member, you might have a restraining order and you might come and take your gun out of the locker, you mm-hmm. know,
yeah.
unbeknownst to us. So gun sitters is still going to be a viable option in the state of New Jersey. They're opening up all over the place. They have one in Easton, PA now as well. But I really love their weapons guard. Weapons guard, if you're active military and you get deployed or you get transferred, they will hold your guns for free until you come back.
So wonderful.
I mean, that's a great thing. Yeah. You know, because right now, Scott, if you're living in New Jersey and you got transferred to Hawaii, most of your guns are not going to be Hawaii compliant. So you'd have to sell them because in New Jersey, a handgun, you couldn't leave with your wife.
Right.
Because that would be illegal.
Illegal okay? transfer.
Correct. So you would use FSS. Now, in the military, if you're an active military, they'll do it for free. So we got a lot going on. Here's one of the things that's bothering me is... our elected officials swore an oath to the Constitution for the citizens of the United States. And it just seems that the liberals are going crazy now because they're defending the rights of illegal immigrants over citizens now. They're all passing the sanctuary city, sanctuary yep. state, sanctuary mm-hmm. everything. And one thing, since Trump's been elected and he's taken a hard stance on immigration, arrests on our border are down 70%.
Amazing.
Okay, because people are afraid to come over because they're afraid they're going to actually face the law. But Mayor Ross Baraka, who's received the Gun for Hire Horse's Ass Award twice already now, is going to get a third one because he said on MSNBC that the federal government is trying to force cities, sanctuary cities, to become modern fugitive slave catchers.
You believe that?
Okay, because we're forcing them to catch illegals. Now, it's all about the narrative, obviously. So now we sound like white racists because slave is associated with black, right? People of color. Right, right. So we're slave catchers. But I keep seeing the talk on all the national mainstream media is that, you know, we don't want to enforce this because if we arrest Jose illegally, you're going to separate him from his family and deport him. But wait a minute. Scott, if you rob a bank, you're not going to be separated from your family?
Oh, absolutely.
But so why is that not a problem?
Illegal
we shouldn't put him in
illegal.
Prison then.
Yeah.
We shouldn't put him in prison, right? So, but if an illegal robs a bank, we don't want to give him to ICE because we don't want him right. deported because we don't want him separated from his family. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the angle here.
I don't know when it happened, but I feel like I went to sleep and I woke up in a bad episode of the Twilight Zone where once in my life, everything that was moral, wholesome, and good is now is corrupt and the whole world has turned upside down.
Correct.
And I don't even recognize it anymore. I don't understand where now that the majority and American citizens, our rights have taken not even a back seat. Like, I can't even see where we stand now in comparison. The way they spin it, we are all for immigrants. We're not for people who come in here illegally.
I don't understand. And citizens, natural born citizens or legalized citizens. You're absolutely right. It's completely upside down. And these cities that are receiving millions and hundreds of millions of dollars of federal aid, Jeff Sessions is going to start cutting them off. So, and as a taxpayer, whether I was a Republican or a Democrat, if you were my mayor, Joe, I'd be saying, wait a minute. You're taking the rights of illegal immigrants. Those two federal judges now that overturned his travel ban, okay, they've chosen the rights. Yeah, they've chosen the rights of illegals and non-citizens over citizens.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Right.
How are we like? Again, I know it's 1,000 federal judge appointees under Obama, and Bush was very flaccid. Bush too was very flaccid in appointees of judges and everything. I mean, look at Gorsuch now. They're giving him a hard time for an appointment. He was an up down vote, 100-0, when they put him in the
federal
court.
When he's a
federal
judge, yeah. Right.
So I'm just afraid that now, you know, New Jersey's right now passing sanctuary city bills in all the towns, and our state legislator are doing the same. In Newark and New York, they're banning ICE agents from bus stops,
the courts,
from outside courts, and everything. It's like it's like last night on Tucker Carlson, a mayor of in Minnesota somewhere called ICE agencies an occupying force. He said, we're not going to allow an occupying force in our city. He's talking about federal agents. He's calling them an occupying force, not the illegals. It is backwards. Yeah. I got a feeling, though, that the unspoken minority that stepped forward to get Trump elected, I think they're going to do it again in 2018. I think I feel that the Democratic Party is going to become an insignificant gnat on the ass of the United States.
We'll have to see what happens. It usually doesn't work that way. Typically, what happens is the minute you get a Republican in office, by that midterm, everything flips over to the other side.
I think it's going to change, just like everybody thought Trump wasn't going to win. Okay?
Well, what's interesting is, Preacher, you realize that as Christians, we are we might as well self-identify as pedophiles.
You're guilty of everything.
Yeah, because pedophiles are looked down less upon right now than Christians are. You're absolutely right, because like we fell asleep and we woke up and everything that's up is down and everything that's down is up. Everything that's right is wrong and everything that's wrong is right. Yeah. We're called science deniers when we dare to question the inconclusive global warming, the science is settled. No, as a scientist, I will tell you that science is never settled, right? Mm-hmm. And that otherwise it's not science anymore, is it? And yet, the same people who are saying that science is settled are refusing to look at biology and determine whether a man is a man and a woman is a woman. There's either a male or a female, and there's kind of like nothing in between.
Well, from what I understand, it's whatever you wake up that morning and feeling identify like. As.
If you feel pretty.
And I just heard yesterday, the day before, the woman who was accused of claiming herself to be an African-American.
And, that's from Baltimore. Yeah.
And now... She was on CNN the other night.
Of course,
and
she
now
was.
It's accepted that even if you're not, if then you're proving wrong,
right.
You can be if you identify as such.
Wow.
So now I can change my sex, my gender, my race. Honestly, I can be whoever I am.
I tweeted to her, Rachel Dozier.
Yeah.
I tweeted to her that when she identifies as a Martian, I'd like to date her because I never dated an alien.
Yeah.
She didn't respond back to me yet. But it's coming, right?
Oh, it's coming. No, it's absolutely
You can
coming.
Be anything you want. I saw a young college girl saying she's fluid.
Yeah.
She's fluid. She's non-binary today, but she's fluid, okay. You know, asexual or whatever. I feel bad for the younger generations. I don't have any kids, and I'm 56 years old, and I'm kind of happy I'm in that point because, like you said, Joe, like you woke up in the Twilight Zone. And for you youngsters, Google Twilight Zone because, Joe, for an example, I know you have young daughters, but for an example, reception desk. We have a 23 and a 24-year-old the other day.
This is sad.
They didn't know who John Wayne or Farrah Fawcett was. Okay?
That hurts. That hurts.
So Dave Saba, who works for us, is in his 50s. He steps out of Jimmy's office and goes, I still have my Farrah Fawcett poster.
The red one. In the red. Yeah, I had one of those.
I think that we're going to get to a point, you know, with Antifa, them covering their faces. They're supposed to be the anti-fascists, but they're actually fascists, you know. And now Scott, it's him and his wife. And your wife is handicapped, right? She has knee problems and surgeries. Joe, you have disabilities and you have a wife and you have two lovely daughters. I'm concerned that we're going to see some more protests and we're going to see some violence in this country, more so than we've seen so far.
I agree.
Similar to what we're starting to see in Europe. You know, Rome is starting to burn.
Yes.
And you know, I don't want to characterize this as a white male thing, but I think that the quiet majority that's been getting, you know, their feet wiped on them for the past 20 years is going to start recoiling back. You're only going to push us so far. You know, we go to work every day, we pay taxes, we don't commit crimes, we do our part, and all of a sudden we're guilty of everything, you know, and I haven't done shit, and I'm guilty of everything.
Right. Right.
And I think there's going to be a lash back or a recoil, and I don't think that these effeminate men and majority of the women with the pink pussy hats on, I don't think they're going to be ready for this lashback. But there can be collateral damage of people caught in the middle of it. You know, you're in a mall when a protest happens and all of a sudden it turns violent. Because these people are violent. They're hitting people. They're throwing, you know, smoke grenades and all kinds of stuff.
The woman from Newark. On that poor man traveling with his wife with the sailboat in Georgia, the girl gets out of the car with a hammer and is making some type of racial attacks on him, she starts beating him with a hammer.
Correct.
Did you see that?
Correct.
Let me explain something to you. If I could have legally carried, that situation would have ended in a matter of seconds. If you're going to attack me with a hammer, you know, that's
it. I like you.
All right, Pastor, you can't listen to the next commercial.
Okay.
Skip it.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator. This year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing. Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
So a few things I want to share. We don't know if and when a protest could happen. At home, some type of emergency bag, bug-out bag, like Jim Hedham just taught the Prepping 101. I went in and talked to the students. They were freaking out about that. We want a bug-out bag or something. Sean Fisher, who's on the next show, just thumbs-ups me from Black Bag Resources. We're going to get it to you later. But your cars, your kids' cars. Now, I'm dating Patty. You've seen my post.
Absolutely.
Both of her daughters
beautiful
have
woman.
Bug-out bags. Thank you. One in college, one in her car here. Patty has one in her car. Everybody has a bag that I had James Hedham set them up for me because it's not my area of expertise. Could use Sean Fisher as well. James did it as a favor to me. But we don't know when we're going to have something problem. Scott, you're here. What if something happens and you can't get to your wife? Did you leave her prepared right now? It's okay to
locked.
Be truthful.
No.
The
no.
door's locked. Okay.
All right. She's got a
but
phone
see,
in her hand.
Hindsight is 20/20. Joe, what about you? Is your house prepared right now?
I want you to know my 18-year-old and 25-year-old, one will grab the Mossberg 590 A1 tactical shotgun, and the other one will immediately pick up a Glock 45, and they'll stand both sides of the front door.
I love it.
See, okay, they'll watch for crossfire. they know exactly what to do, and I told them that's what they make spackle for, so don't worry about a few misses.
See?
Just keep pulling the trigger.
Good.
Do you wake them up banging a garbage can in the middle of the night?
No.
Like,
see what happens?
Next, yeah.
We had an incident, you know, where we had someone delivering a fruit basket. Like I said, I live in Edison, New Jersey. There was just a rash of push-in robberies. Big article in the paper. 2 days later, I have someone delivering a fruit basket to my house in a bathrobe and slippers. That's all I'm going to say. And I was an hour away.
The person delivering the fruit basket was in a bathrobe and slippers?
In a shabby, look like a woman's house coat and furry slippers.
Okay.
From what I understand, he was dispatched out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. They called me, what do I do? And I said, you know what to do. Call the police.
First. See, they should have called 911 before you. There's right. a learning
okay,
point
so
right there.
They called. One okay. was on the police. The other one
okay,
was
better.
With the 45.
Good save.
And here's how it went. He went into my backyard, started pounding on a back door, and then trying the handle.
Really?
So I just said, stand there at the ready position.
Now, and see if this enters, was Texas.
If he enters the home, do whatever you have to do to protect yourself.
Correct.
Whatever you have to
correct.
Do.
Correct. Yeah, this is what lawyers can intervene afterwards. Right.
This is what also the training here has taught me. You know, what to do, how to do it, and when not to do it. I mean, we practice, repetitively practice.
Correct.
All these scenarios. And, you know, we certainly wouldn't do anything that was inappropriate. But, you know, I swear before my Lord, if you enter my home with the sole purpose of harming my family.
Body bag.
You're going to meet the devil. I mean, you know, it's going to be over. I will not hesitate at all. Yeah.
I've been sharing this tip for 6 years. Scott, this is good for you, too, since your wife has knee problems. But you have a front mat at your front door?
Yes.
Yes.
Get an envelope, write tip on it, put $3 or $5 in it, and put it under the front mat and make sure your whole family's aware of it. Okay? A delivery like that comes, even if it wasn't suspect, you say to the guy, thank you, leave it on the front porch, tip is under the mat for you if you feel obligated to give a tip. They take it, you see them get in a car and pull away, wait an hour or two before you open the door to take the basket or whatever the delivery was off the front porch. There was a high-profile case in Whippany a few years ago. A woman, flowers got delivered. It was her anniversary. She opened the door. They smashed her to the ground. They tied her up. They backed the white van up to the garage door, and two perps cleaned the entire house out, front to back, left her hogtied in the house. Luckily, they didn't sexually assault her or kill her. How they know it was her birthday? Today it's easy because social media posts.
Right.
I know
exactly
it's your birthday.
Right.
But that wasn't the case 5 or 6 years ago. The detectives were interviewing her in the kitchen, and she had a calendar on the refrigerator, and it said wedding anniversary circled in red, which was the day the crime happened. A week previous, they had painters in the house, painting the house. One of the painters saw that, told his buddy, the criminal, and they delivered flowers on the anniversary day. They knew that she was a stay-home woman, that the husband went to work every day. You know, you don't think how the criminal element can get into your life, but it's pretty easy. You know, Facebook, social media has ruined that now. It's so easy to do, you know. But that's how it happens. So it's nice to put a tip or something under the mat.
Times have changed. I think the desperation of certain elements of people in this world, in this situation, what was going on in our town is they were actually waiting till people were home. There was no fear because they didn't want to come out.
Well,
empty.
They know it's New Jersey. They know chances are the people are not going
to
be armed,
exactly.
Especially in Edison.
So they knock, push in.
Right.
They collect the whole family, put them on a couch at gunpoint, and torture, you know, threaten them until they give it up. Bring all the jewelry, all the money, so they go out with a big haul. I mean, you cannot open your door to anyone.
Nope.
If you don't know it.
Sandy had the same situation. Your wife being disabled, Scott, every 6 months, daylight savings time, when you change the batteries, your house, you should have a fire drill and you should have an emergency drill. And your wife should have the drill. You know, Joe, you could Velcro mace over the door frame of the door. I know sounds crazy, but it's not, you know?
No, it's not.
It's not crazy. You know, Scott, the same thing. Your wife should have a firearm accessible or something. Is her cell phone on her person all the time?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, because as we get a little older, you know, we kind of forget stuff like that. When I started teaching stuff like this 10 years ago, elderly people kept their cell phone in their car when they parked it in the garage. Or they kept it in the kitchen in a charger because everybody had landline phones, you know.
Yeah.
Now landline phones are non-existent. The good thing is most people sleep with their cell phone on their nightstand, especially if you have kids, right, Joe?
Well, back in the day, you gave a tip that even an old cell phone can still dial 911.
Any cell phone can.
But if it's an iPhone or an Android and you've upgraded, you have to have a SIM card in the phone, though.
Okay.
If you don't have a SIM card in the phone, it won't register the phone network. It can be an old one that no longer has service, but without it, it won't get on.
Good tip to know.
Yeah.
Really good tip to know. Joe, your house,
in your bedrooms or a few rooms in a house, change the doors, the interior doors, to solid core and have them swing out instead of in. If your bedroom door swings out and it's a solid core door and you put a deadbolt on your bed, you've just created a safe room. Yeah, very hard to get in.
Very hard to get in, and nobody's going to know to pull it out. They're going to try to push it in.
And well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But see, like, if your daughters, if you have your emergency plan with your daughters and your wife every 6 months to retreat to that room, lock that door, get on 911. Then we talk about taking a light stick and attaching a key to it so that they can crack it and throw it out the window to let the police let themselves in. Because you really, the cops say, all right, to your daughter, your 18-year-old, I'm at the front door. Come and let me in now. Hell no.
Yeah.
I'm going to open the window and throw you the key out, officer. When you get up to the bedroom, I will secure my firearm and unlock the bedroom door for you.
Yeah.
Little tips to think about. Joe Caruso, baggerbolts.com. Scott Schneier from
extensibleconsulting.com.
Class is coming up. Joe, you've been killed by us before. Urban Pistol 1, Urban Pistol 2, Urban Pistol 3, Carbine 1, 2, 3, Urban Shotgun, backed by popular demand, May 7th. Holster draw May 30th. Our newest class, Terrorism Awareness, April 20th and May 13th. Quick Clot, April 23rd. CPR and AED, April 30th. Low Light, No Light, June 11th. Multi-State CCW, every couple of days we're doing the Multi-State CCW. And April 29th, if you haven't taken Protective Pen, your daughter should take that. My girlfriend's oldest daughter's taking it. Mm-hmm. I'll be away in Atlanta, but she's going to be here taking that class. Everybody should learn how to defend themselves with a pen.
It's one of the best classes we've ever taken.
Sandy and his wife took it, too. Great, great class to have, and you can take a pen anywhere. Uh-huh. And I can do damage with it, which I love. And I have.
Yes.
Which is good. So thank you both for being on the show, as well
thank
as
you.
Carlos from County Line Firearms NJ. Gentlemen, peace out.
Well, Anthony, since you said that you're going to be doing terrorist awareness, the haters are going to say that you're training terrorists now.
It's terrorist awareness. If you in New Jersey, we can't carry a gun. If you go to a football game, if you go to a mall, it's going to show you the signs to be aware, how to respond when the police or the SWAT team come on the scene. It's going to be taught by a retired operator who did this for a living.
Nice.
Terrorism awareness.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and a licensed broadcast music incorporated. Winston, thank you. You're finally awake this week. We love you guys. We will see you next week.
You.